The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Oh, it feels very early, doesn't it? Doesn't it feel early?
It does. Europe late watching Tottenham Hotspurs, weren't they?
Tottenham Hotspurs.
The Tottenham Hotspurs.
Those brave boys in white. Pauls?
Oh, sorry.
How dare you? You spoil it for everyone. Mad Dyson, good morning.
Good morning.
Old Swiss, good morning.
Good morning.
Paid that money yet, mate?
Yes. Yeah.
It's gone.
It's in this account, yeah.
Oh, it's all gone. Let's get another winner today and ruin his next fortnight. Anna Geary in the Booth of Truth, good morning.
Good morning.
Glenn Moore in the Booth of Truth, good morning.
Hello.
On microphone now. You've actually moved the other side of the desk.
I'm on the other side of the desk so I can see you. I can't see Matt.
I can't see him.
I feel like we're on a blind date, Matt. It's like a small partition between us. Can I hear a bit more for number three, please?
Yeah. R. Graham is here.
I'd love to see that. As you mentioned, I went to bed very late last night. Yeah. Watched Tottenham.
The 8:15 kickoff is criminal.
It's awful.
It's the latest possible kickoff. It's like, what are you doing?
Can't go any later than that, can it?
That's horrible.
Oh, and it finished like...
And you were 2-0 up at half-time. That's when you should have gone to bed.
How little you know about Tottenham Hotspur. I knew, because we were two... As you say, the first goal went in very quickly, and then the second goal wasn't too far after that, and we were comfortable by half-time. But then, as a Spurs fan for the better part of the last 2 decades, I just knew we were at some point going to probably throw it away, and that could have easily happened at any point in the second half.
Yeah.
But we managed to survive against Man City's kids...
Well done.
They did have a lot of chances and they kept getting blasted over the bar, and I just thought it reminded me of like when you go to the park and you play with a load of kids and you're like grown ups.
It's quite
embarrassing.
Letting them have the ball. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. But we won, and that's all that matters. It was a hollow.
Get some silverware in the end of it. You never know.
Don't patronise me.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast, Absolute Radio.
Hello to Amy on my Instagram, feeling tired as well. Producer Ellie just told us she went to bed at 6:30 last night. 6:30. That's incredible.
I love that.
Isn't
it? Yeah.
Well, I imagine I'd love to do that.
So jealous.
The idea that like the Hollyoaks theme tune would be your signal to bed. It's just absolutely wild to me.
I just got a text from GC saying, I was really looking forward to the ping at the end of the intro to New York, New York. Instead, I got football chat. GC's furious. Do you want to give it a little, should we give it a little whirl now? What are you using to ping with today, Matt
Just
Dyson?
The red Bic Biro.
Mm-hmm. On what?
A glass of water.
Okay, red Bic Biro,
ding,
glass of water.
No football chat.
No football chat.
Okay, and focus, you're on loving.
Ruud van Nistelrooy's time as interim Manchester United boss got off to a terrific start.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Good morning. Hope you're doing all right today. We want you to earn a shout-out on the show this morning. As we do another round of My First, My Last, My Everything, I've taken one of the biggest songs on our playlists. You get the very first second and the very last second smashed together. All you have to do is identify that song. It's coming up just after 7 on the main station. You can tell us the song name and the artist if you fancy on 8 12 15. You can WhatsApp us 0330 123 1215. But also let us know what you're up to right now, what the day holds for you, where you are, how you are, how you're feeling, any crisis you're going through, happy thoughts, sad thoughts, anything really.
Spill the tea.
Yeah. Honey, I feel all at sea saying that. It doesn't feel right.
It felt natural.
8 12 15 is our text number. Let us know who you are and where you are and what you're up to right now, and name the song, please. That's easy.
It's very short, but I think it is quite easy, isn't it?
Easy. That first bit's the easy bit.
Yeah.
No one's ever getting these from the last bit.
No, that's always the difficult bit, isn't it? Let us know what that song is, please. And as I say, let us know how you are and what you're up to today. 8 12 15 to text 0330 123 1215. Earn your shout out. Tell us the song.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
David is back on Monday. 5 words, 5 grand is coming back with him. Meantime, right now, I played you a clip earlier of the very first second of a song, the very last second, as part of My First, My Last, My Everything. We asked you to identify this song. Easy. Loads of right answers this morning. Mike driving from Bristol to Exmouth, you were right. Steve reluctantly going into the office to press buttons on his laptop and avoiding his colleagues, you were correct. Gav sitting in his security hut in Ellesmere Port doing a 12-hour shift, but off for a fortnight after today's shift.
Lovely.
You were correct.
Nice.
Very nice. Christine in Newcastle under Lyme, you were right. She's dropping her husband and daughter off at the airport as her daughter Harriet is off to compete in Spain for gymnastics.
Oh,
wow. Good
exciting.
Luck. She says, I'm just debating whether to go back to bed or stay up. You have to go back to bed immediately. We're still in the fine zone. Anything before seven, I think you can go back to bed. You were all correct. The song was, of course, Common People by Pulp. And what a great song it is. It's playing on the main Absolute Radio station after seven this morning. If you don't fancy that, you can flick around. We are one breakfast show with nine playlists, and you can get them all on our free Rayo app right now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Our spooky audio drama is going to debut after seven,
yes.
And I believe the trailer for it is going to drop in the next 10 minutes. So stick around for that.
Nice.
No one's going anywhere after that announcement.
Nice.
Matt Dyson, what's happening on the socials?
Yes, first a little mind-blowing musical theory that the Hypebeast Womble producer Mark sent me. It comes from a Love Island contestant, Laura Anderson, on her Instagram. She just says, I was 35 years old when I found out it's not dabba-dee dabba-die. It's if I was green, I would die. She's talking, of course, about Eiffel 65's Europop classic.
What?
No,
Blue.
Nonsense.
No, wait. Hear it out. So have we been getting the lyrics wrong all this time? She plays a sort of slowed down version to see if she can prove her point. Here it is.
I have a feeling that live inside me. I'm
sounds like dabba dee dabba die, but if you have those lyrics in your head,
yeah, that's it.
I'm blue. If I was green, I would die. If I was green, indeed, I would die.
Can I just say that the official title of the song is Blue brackets dabba dee. Close brackets.
I know. That's a red herring on the
song.
That's
not red herring. That's false advertising.
I'm going to go on a limb and say they haven't put that much thought into this. Right. Surely this has not been planned. Like some great mystery.
It's quite convincing, the evidence. You can hear what Laura Anderson is thinking.
You can hear it when you sing it over it, yeah.
Do you know what? The cynic in me thinks maybe she's involved in this new Wicked musical.
Oh, you're joking, really?
What?
Is that in that, is it?
Well, because Wicked is all about a green witch.
That's a bit of a stretch.
So she's in the pocket of Big Green and is trying to get the word green out there
That's
as much
exactly
as possible.
My theory
it's the weirdest
right
conspiracy
now
theory I've ever heard. I love it.
So what? If they hype the colour green up, people will be drawn to the film Wicked. I've heard more crazy conspiracy theories than that.
It's always about money.
Yeah.
So cynical this morning, Anna.
Wow. that massive number of rubles. That's amazing. 30, what is it? A trillion,
trillion. 2.5 trillion, 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 I think it is.
Undecillion.
The Sky News of that has got all the zeros.
Russia have fined Google.
Yeah.
I think Russia might be the pocket of Big Green too.
It's all big green. And then the return of Yorkshire Pudding Boy. I mentioned this. We were first on this guy, right?
Yeah.
I was first with this back
Remind
in
us
September.
What this is.
That's it, my boy. Rise now and we shall go and find the gravy man.
James Paley on TikTok. He's a landlord of the Saxon King pub in Southend-on-Sea, right? And he created a child, like a Frankenstein monster, covered from head to toe in Yorkshire Pudding. Is there up his arms the rings of Yorkshire Pudding, like a sort of hot battered Michelin man, and he's amazing. And he's been everywhere since, and now he's even made it to the this morning sofa.
Wow.
As you'll hear.
Starting off, it'll be 4 o'clock. Saturday morning. We had a bit of an issue last night because we put the last bits out to dry and the fox has got them.
Oh, you're joking.
So these are still a bit sticky and not quite safe.
So I see a little
can I just say,
fox is having a field day.
You've literally left a trail of Yorkshire pudding.
It's Hansel and Gretel.
Right behind
it's
you.
It's Hansel and Gretel.
So him and his son covered from head to toe in Yorkshire pudding.
on the this morning sofa.
Yeah, and because it's not, it sort of sticks to his neck. I'll share the video. It sticks to his neck while he's talking to them.
Can I just say, never again am I going to worry about any content that goes out on this show or the show I do in the afternoon. You have to worry about it anymore because there's men dressed in Yorkshire pudding on me this morning.
It's the US presidential election next week. Haven't even got the priorities right at all.
New music on Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
Matt in Brampton says, I always thought it was in Aberdeen, I will die. It's quite chilling, isn't it?
God, I like that.
This says, Ben, nothing will beat my husband thinking the Black Eyed Peas were singing Fill Up My Car, Miles of Tar. His name is Keith. What bit's that? In I've Got a Feeling, when they sing Mazel Tov, that bit.
Oh,
yeah. Wow.
Oh, Mazel Tov.
Yeah. That's quite the shift there between those two lyrics.
Keith does deserve to be shamed for that.
Yes, she says shame him. We love a bit of shaming on this
Keith
show.
Avery,
we're all for it.
Are you listening?
New feature idea: Matt shames the listeners. How'd you like that? How'd you like that? Yeah, could do that. Could on, that boy. After eight? Could do that. After eight, we are definitely going to put out our little spooky audio drama. We've been making this over the last couple of weeks with your help. This is obviously to celebrate Halloween, which is today. You going trick-or-treating tonight, Matt?
No, none of the children are here. Oh, they're all away, aren't they?
Not going to take
so
Katie
I don't
out
even have
for
to get involved.
Oh, no.
At all, it's great.
Oh, that's okay. I'm going to be at home with my 18-month-old and my wife's going to take our 5-year-old out. So I kind of feel like I'm missing out a little bit.
Yeah.
Why are you so anti-Halloween?
Well, it's all normally raining on Halloween. It's like you just get soaked standing at the bottom of someone's driveway asking for sweets.
Are you okay today?
I'm fine. I'm happy I'm not involved.
Okay, fair enough.
Americanization.
Oh, here we go. Another rant.
It's all
here
down
we
to the
go.
Green.
It's all the green.
It's all about the green.
And green's a Halloween colour too. I'm just stating facts, okay? So we're doing a spooky Halloween drama after eight. And as I say, you've been helping us put this together over the last week or so. By giving us sound effects, by giving us celebrity impressions. By deciding on the setting for this. This is, of course, happening in our old abandoned studios. You also voted on Anna Geary's story of celebrities going missing. And we involved our former security guard, Bernard, who is obsessed with milk. He used to move milk around the building. Yeah. Like, whenever we'd do this breakfast show, whenever I was on, we'd watch him take, like, 6 pints of milk and walk it up to a different floor. It was quite weird, wasn't it? And move it to a different fridge. Yeah, and decant
it. Mix it.
Very strange, wasn't it? So that is the setting and storyline for our audio drama, and you can hear it after eight. But I've got a little trailer to play for you right now to give you an idea of what you can expect. Brace yourself and drink this in a landmark audio event. Spooky season is only just beginning. Starring listener Sarah as a creaky door. Listener Jacob as a creaky door as well. In the role of Bernard, Heat Magazine's most unconventionally attractive man in the UK nominee, Matt Dyson.
Come and get your milky.
And leading this all-star cast, acting and, of course, singing, Anna Geary.
Wherever you are.
8:10 this morning, spooky season begins. Yes.
Wow.
World premiere this morning in under an hour. What a time to be alive.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
5 celebrities, £5.
Absolute Radio.
And 5 celebs, £5 is back. We had a text from Andrew in Barking yesterday, straight after the round of yesterday's 5 words, £5 grand. 5 celebs, £5 grand. £5 rather. It says, morning, Ben. I'm so confused. 5 words, £5 grand back on Monday. Morning, Ben and team. I just matched 5 with Anna. Can I play tomorrow? So we thought we'd get him on. So let's welcome him to the show, shall we? Andrew on line number one. Good morning.
Morning, Ben. Morning, team.
Hello.
Hi,
Andrew.
Hello.
So 5 words matched with Anna yesterday. Almost unheard of. Quite an incredible feat. You should be proud of yourself, mate.
I was surprised, actually, yeah.
And there was a couple of red herrings in there as well. It was quite impressive. So we're going to get you to play today, Andrew. Before we do, what are you up to today? Where are you? Tell us everything.
In Essex, Bath in Essex. And I'm going to work from home today.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Doing anything for Halloween?
Absolutely not.
No, you're in the Matt Dyson non-believers camp,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah, I'm with Matt on that one. Yeah, good.
No time for a rant, I'm afraid. We've already had that on the show this morning. let's see who you're going to play with this morning. Let's roll the random name generator. Let's pray for Anna Geary, shall we?
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Whoa. Andrew, who of the team, Matt Dyson, Glenn Moore, Anna Geary, do you fancy playing?
Well, I know I matched five with Anna yesterday, but I've also matched five with Matt before.
Really?
Oh. So do you want to give me a go?
Get a full house? Who do you fancy, Andrew?
Let's go with Matt.
Okay. Matt, Good luck, Andrew. Matt, can you leave the studio, please? Off he goes there. Oh, he's got a bit of a jog on, bless him. He's off. Oh, he just clicked his heels. That was lovely to see. I've never seen him do that before. He's so agile, isn't he? All right, he's now left the studio. Andrew, are you ready for your names?
Yep.
All right, mate, good luck. I've got five first names in front of me right now. You give me a surname to make a celebrity, and hopefully we'll match all five with Matt Dyson, just like you did with Anna Geary yesterday. Name number one is Patrick.
Stuart.
Yes. You've got to go with Stuart. Name number two, Cheryl.
Crow. Ooh.
Yeah, good. I would have gone with that.
Mm-hmm. Name number three is Alex. That's hard.
It is hard. The only one I can think of is the poor bloke who's just died, Alex Salmond.
You can go with that if you want.
Be allowed to.
Yeah.
Yeah, fine. Okay, that's him. That's locked in. Name number four is Fiona.
Bruce.
Yes. Got to go, Bruce. These have been very speedy. These have been very good. Let's see if we can finish off this round with another great one. The fifth and final name is Charles. C-H-A-R-L-E-S.
This is going to be a real old one. The only one I can think of is Hawtrey.
Who's
the
that?
Carry On Films.
Can we get a quick Google on that?
Charles Hawtrey, English actor and comedian, born in 1914.
Love it. Love it. Well, Andrew, I said these were really good answers. We've gone a bit rogue at the end, but I would never, ever count Matt Dyson
He's
out.
He's from the Carry On films. I recognise his face. I think there's a fair chance Matt might say him.
Yeah. Okay.
Bearing in mind, we went for a phase on this feature where Matt Dyson did middle distance runners from the 80s. So I feel like everything's on the table right now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Morning, this is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show.
Five celebrities, £5.
Absolute Radio.
Yesterday, off air, listener Andrew matched with Anna Geary. We've got him on air today to hopefully try and match all five celebrity names with Matt Dyson and win £5. Let's welcome him back to the show. Andrew, good morning.
Morning.
Without giving away any answers, how do you think that went?
Not bad. Maybe a three.
Oh, really?
No, you might get more than that.
I think you're going to get more than that. There is one crazy one in there.
Is there?
Yeah. It reminded me of Steve Yvette when you went through that phase.
Really? Yeah. Well, we might match up on that.
Who knows? Who knows? Anything's on the table.
Spirits.
Like I say. All right, Matt, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Actually, just before we get to this, Andrew, how would you spend the £5 if you won?
Well, to save your producers going through half a dozen meetings,
no.
I'll let them to put it to your charity.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, everyone's been too nice to Swiss. He loves it. He lives for it. He loves the meeting with Keith from finance. Okay, name number one, Patrick.
Swayze.
Oh, good boy.
Stuart.
Yeah.
Andrew, I thought you were a Swayze guy.
Love Swayze.
Yeah. All right. Name number two.
Dirty Dancing is my favourite film.
Well, that's what I thought,
it?
Yeah.
Okay, name number two is Cheryl.
Tweedy.
Oh, wow. I thought definitely go Crow.
Oh, Crow.
Crow is what Andrew had thought. Would we go for Tweedy these days? Is she still professionally known as Cole? I don't know.
No, I think she... Yeah, well, I don't know.
Back to Tweedy. Okay, 0 out of 2 so far. Not the best.
Great.
Sorry, yeah.
Name number 3 is Alex.
Alex. Alex Ferguson.
No. Salmon. There's one. This could be the worst round we've ever had.
This is awful.
You're going to get this one, though, I think. Name number 4 is Fiona.
Bruce.
Yes. Got to be. Fifth and final name is Charles.
Ooh. Be mad if you get this.
Really? If you get it, I'm going to give Andrew £100 of my personal money.
I mean, he didn't say Dickens.
No.
I mean, it's not the king, but I don't know how you'd say his.
No.
Charles the King. Charles Mountbatten. We looked it up.
The third.
Andrew went for Charles Hawtrey. Who?
Oh, Charles Hawtrey from the Carry On film.
You know,
I knew you'd know.
Charles Hawtrey.
Oh, 1 out of 5, Andrew. You were united by Fiona Bruce. Really.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, quite incredible. Well,
everyone has Fiona Bruce in common. Everyone has Fiona Bruce in common.
She's just that person, isn't she? Andrew, sorry, no £5 for you, mate, but thanks for playing this morning. You matched with Anna Geary yesterday, not with Matt Dyson. I don't know what that says about you, but we'll just leave it there. If you want to play tomorrow, text your name to 81215. We'll call you back and we'll get one for 5 celebs, £5.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Mike, one of our listeners, suggested the location for this Halloween drama to be the old abandoned Absolute Radio building. You, the dear Absolute Radio listeners, voted for Anna's story idea of celebs being kidnapped by our former front of house security guard, Bernard, who we've discussed many times on this show. He was in charge of our security in our old building, wasn't he? A lovely man, but had a curious thing where he would move milk round the building. Yeah, he would take it from one fridge, move it to another fridge. He'd mix milk bottles, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he took it upon himself to do this. It wasn't even part of his job.
Wasn't in the job description. He wasn't head chief of security. Chief of security, head of milk. It's one of the same.
Milk monitor.
That's right. So the story is weirdly about him in the old abandoned Absolute Radio building. We also look to you, the dear Absolute Radio listeners, once again for your acting skills. Some of you star in this drama. You also provide the sound effects as well.
And crowdsourced, wasn't it?
And just before I press play on part number one of our spooky radio drama, let me remind you, and I have to say this for legal reasons, this is a work of fiction, right? It's a work of, I cannot stress that enough, work of fiction. There is fake news coming up, so you're going to hear a news bulletin that is not real, and there's some acting in it as well, and some dodgy acting and some poor writing as well. So this is part number one of our spooky Halloween drama. Drink it in. On a dark, dark night, on a dark, dark street, in a dark, dark building, a curious mix of celebrities have gone AWOL.
In troubling news this morning, Matthew McConaughey's become the latest celebrity to go missing. He joins Arnold Schwarzenegger and George from Rainbow in a growing list of celebrities who have vanished in London's Soho.
As All Hallows Eve falls, something wicked this way comes, and there's only one woman who can crack the case.
Wherever you are, I believe.
That woman is journalist and chorister Anna Geary.
Hello? What's that? Celebrities have gone missing. Yes, okay. I'm a journalist on the case. I'll get to it immediately. Well, after I've had a dowie, of course.
After a refreshing Dowie Burt's coffee, Anna hotfoots it to the last location of the missing celebrities, the former home of Absolute Radio, One Golden Square.
I guess I'll just knock on the door. Oh, wait, it's open.
Narrator's note, the creak of this door is played by listener Sarah.
Hello, anyone home?
Hello.
Narrator's note. Here, the role of Bernard is played by the second most unconventionally good-looking man in the UK, Matt Dyson.
Former Absolute Radio security man, Bernard!
Anna, what a surprise this is. Can I help you with something? I'm just doing the completely normal activity of mixing milk that has almost gone out of date with in-date milk to keep it all fresh.
I can see that. And yes, it's completely normal. I'm here investigating some missing celebrities. You haven't seen them, have you?
None at all. I haven't seen a single celebrity since Absolute Radio abandoned this building for their new studios. But you're welcome to have a look around.
Thanks.
Would you like some delicious milk for your investigation?
No, thanks.
Suit yourself. Ooh la la. Milk.
And so Anna goes deep into the heart of the abandoned Golden Square offices. As she does, she realises the whole building seems to be under some kind of curse. That was part number one. Part number two coming up. For the better part of that, Matt Dyson sat with his head in his hands, which I think speaks volumes.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Time for Name That Job. I'm playing this morning. On line number one is Kelly. Kelly, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Kelly. Where are you right now?
I'm in Market Raising in Lincolnshire.
Okay, in Lincolnshire. Okay. And are you at work as we speak?
In the car park.
In the car park.
For okay. Work. It's some sort of office.
Yes, okay, so it's office-based. Before we ask you our official questions, let's get to know you a little bit better. How long have you been doing this job?
In this place, about 3 years, but altogether about 20 years.
20 years in the industry. Okay, mm-hmm. And was this something you always wanted to do when you were at school?
No.
Okay, and final general question is, can you train for this? Can you do like a degree in this thing? Do you have to go yep. and get like a thing at college? You can.
Yeah, you can either do a degree or you can learn in the job and get qualifications that way.
Okay, right. Okay. That's a good clue.
All right, let's go around the team and each ask a question. If you want to guess, you can do on 8 12 15 or 0330 123 1215 on WhatsApp. Matt Dyson, your question, please.
Well, I think when we talk about earnings, it's always quite important. So like,
always awkward, but important.
Yeah. Do you earn above average wages, do you reckon?
God.
I would say yes.
Oh, yes. Okay, yes. Glenmoy.
She's balling.
Wow, thanks for that. Glenn, your question
Do you
please.
Deal one-on-one with people?
Ooh.
Yes.
But
yes.
Also not?
But also not.
Okay. Oh, no.
Anna Geary?
Can I clarify my question?
Yeah.
One-on-one purely with the recipients of what you do. I don't mean like with your colleagues, but do you deal one-on-one with your customers or patients or whatever? Okay,
do.
Right, still vague. Okay.
I can do.
Okay, 8, 12, 15, if you want to help us out on this, 0330 123 1215. Anna Geary, your question, please.
Is it public or private sector?
Great.
It's private sector. But
yeah.
It can be public.
But it can be public.
Private firefighter.
Yeah.
do you think it's medical based?
Is that your question?
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it might be.
What was that?
An audio clue.
Yeah. Ice cream.
We'll get some text in. Pest control technician, says this person. Yeah. I reckon it's a horse-based job, says this
person. Highway market raising horse racing. That's a very good point. There okay. might be something in
there. Sarah, my question is it medical-based?
No.
Okay.
All right, listen, we're a little bit short on time today, so we're going to have to go straight to our guesses. Are we ready to guess right now? Matt, do you think you have a guess in
here? I was thinking dental, but now I'm going to go with the horse. Are you a vet?
That's not my job.
Oh. Glenmore.
Do you work in a call centre?
That's not my job.
Anna Geary.
Actually,
she said baller only moments ago in my favourite Anna Geary moment for a while. Let's hear what she's got to say on this.
Are you in law, like a solicitor?
Oh, that's mine.
No, nearly, but no.
Nearly. What else? What else is there? Solicitor, lawyer,
judge. You a judge?
You a judge? I'm gonna go for it. Kelly, are you a judge?
No.
Oh.
put us out of misery.
Put your gavel away.
No, remember we said that last time I covered and we got an angry complaint saying we don't use gavels.
Loads of QCs. Thank you very much.
Kelly, put us out of misery. What's your job?
I'm an accountant.
Oh, no! Accountant. I thought about that. I thought it's solicitors. No, that's not too far from accountant, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, Kelly, who do you work for?
I work for a company called
DNF. Oh, okay. Mysterious. That sounds like accountancy for the mob. Okay, we'll just leave it there, shall we? Kelly, have a great day at work. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks. Bye.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Thursday mornings, no repeats guarantee. We are Absolute Radio. It's Ben Burrell here. I've got Apple all over my hands.
One last toot. Why did you have Apple all over your house?
I don't know. That's an off-air. I didn't mean to play it, actually. It's an off-air clip of me saying I've got Apple all over my hands.
Scenes all the time.
Sometimes we record stuff off-air and I, at the start of one, went, I've got Apple all over my hands. I did. It sound quite desperate there. Quite sad, don't I? Anyway, Matt, it's time for... Social Ammo Extra.
It is. So we have a bit of Halloween music to celebrate All Hallows Eve.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of requests for Leona Graham singing Neighbours, but I mean... But also, the actual Social Ammo Extra is Richard Zuniga, the American impersonator of Arnie.
Ooh.
Do you know him? You've seen his work?
Yes,
he does an amazing impression. Mm-hmm. And he's done a little... Halloween song for us, which is nice.
I was working in the lab late
at night. It fits. It's perfect. It's the perfect union.
A weary sigh from a monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
Oh yes,
the mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
I'm not sure it's quite as good as Leona singing Neighbours.
Well, thank you and happy Halloween.
You're welcome.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And there ends another edition of the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show, my penultimate show before this run of shows end. I see this as kind of, whenever I cover for Dave, as I liken it to a Vegas residency.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's just like that. Yeah,
it's just like that. It's a short run.
That's why you play a bit of Frank at the start of every show.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And that's why I wear sequins.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice.
And give out popcorn and ice cream at half time.
Yes, good.
In the show, which is a little off air, bit of gossip there. Before we finish the show, we need to name today's broadcast, and you'll be able to listen back to it or search for it in our Rayo app if you fancy it. As always, the names have been generated from content on today's show, and name number one, option number one, is Matt and Glenn's blind date.
Oh yeah, we can't see each other. We're divided by a partition today.
Yeah, so sad. Yeah. All ding, no football.
That was during the start of your Vegas residency opening link.
Yeah, when we play New York, and someone has to ding a mug when the song pauses. If you don't listen to the first bit of the show ever, that sounds insane. Option number three is She's in the Pocket of Big Green. That was amazing.
That is worth listening to the podcast or on Rayo in real time to hear Anagiri's conspiracy theory based on a Love Island cast member and a song by Eiffel 65.
Yes.
Being in some way used to promote a musical in the West End.
Yes. No. The film's coming out.
All right, okay, it's a cinema.
I'm upset. Like Anna Geary, she is not only a great journalist, but you just never know what you're going to get.
What she's going to say.
Same with Emma Jones. You never know what they're going to say, and each time I'm surprised in a good way.
It
does. It's honestly amazing. I never thought she'd be coming up with a conspiracy theory about a West End play turned into a film. So that is an option. Andrew, I thought you were a Swayze guy.
Yeah. Five celebs, £5 mix up, yeah.
Everyone has Fiona Bruce and Connor in common.
That's true, yeah. It's one thing we've learnt this week.
Mm-hmm. I can't stress this enough. This is a work of fiction.
That was the drama, the Halloween drama. Yes. Also worth listening to the podcast for.
And Put Your Gavel Away.
The guess at the accountant's job. You thought she was a judge, didn't you?
I thought she was a judge. She was an accountant.
It has to be called She's in the Pocket of Big Green.
Of course, it has to be called that. Okay, that is available on our Rayo app very, very soon. The podcast is coming out soon as well. We're back tomorrow from 6. We'll see you then.